Well, about a week ago, Ian asked me if I happened to be free on a Sunday morning. And fortunately, there is a retired priest who helps us out in Stanway, and I said, would you mind doing the service? Because I'd very much like to come and join the folk at Aldham and Mark's Tay. And the other thing that Ian said was that, well, we're doing a theme of talks at Mark's Tay, and that is on the Christian life. And on this particular Sunday, we'll be moving on to the theme of walking with Christ. What does it mean in the ordinary, everyday life to walk with Christ? You don't have to do that, he said. But I thought, well, actually, the theme of walking with Christ fits in extremely well with the readings that are set in our lectionary today, which happens to be the fourth Sunday after Trinity. And the theme of those readings, we had the three of them this morning, is all about faith. And faith, of course, has a great deal to do with what it means to walk with Christ. And how challenging it is in this day and age. How do we go about it? We live, don't we, in a very secular and materialistic world where there is a huge emphasis on money and wealth and personal betterment. We live in an apathetic and an agnostic world where so many people just want to jog along in the same old way and couldn't really care about anyone or anything else. And of course, we live in a hugely hostile and aggressive world as well, with extreme religious views and extreme anti-religious views as well. And we have had terrible examples of that in this past week, haven't we? About the extremes that some people can go to for the sake of what they call their belief. We had a parish Bible study on Thursday afternoon, and one of the ladies there was shaking her head in despair and said, I really do worry about this world. And we all nodded sagely and sort of agreed. But there are two things that we do need to remember amidst all these challenges that we are facing. One, I think, is that things have always been challenging. There is, in a sense, nothing new about the things that we face today. Our Lord never said that it wouldn't be that way. And the second thing is that we do have hope. We have hope through God, in God, through his Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Love shown to us in Jesus coming to this earth, living, dying, and rising for us. God could not be clearer in his affirmation and his love for us. And he has given us his Holy Spirit to continue his work here on earth. So maybe things aren't as bleak as they seem after all. That Bible study that we had on Thursday was all about the letter of James. I dare say quite a lot of you know it. It's full of a great deal of practical advice and detail about how to live the Christian life. And it's pretty hard-hitting at times. In fact, quite harsh. Not an easy read. And there was another person at the Bible study who's only just started coming to church, and she said to me, if this was the only book in the Bible, I would have given up by now. Well, fortunately, it isn't. And for James, the writer of that letter, the basics of faith were there anyway. They were a given. It's implicit in whatever he said. I'm not going to give you a detailed exposition of that letter today, but it's well worth a read if you don't know it very well. But certainly for him, Christ was very much at the centre of what it means to live the Christian life. Now, the disadvantage of being a visiting preacher is that I don't know you very well, I don't know the precise circumstances of this church, and so it's difficult for me to go into much detail when talking about faith. I suppose some of you may say that's an advantage. But much of what I say about walking with Christ and about faith is, I think, of general application. And often the way we may be, it's often that way, we may be struck by a part only of what a talk or a sermon or a book that we're reading hits home. Paul talks about us working out our faith, working out our own salvation. And I think part of what he means by that is that the Christian life for one person or a group or a church may be different in the way that it's worked out for another. And we do need to be aware of that and sensitive towards it. And sensitivity, of course, was something else that Paul was very keen on too. So where to begin? Faith is such an important element of all of this. We can't walk with Christ without faith. But what does faith mean? I don't know if anyone has ever come up to you and said, "Oh, I wish I had your faith. I wish I had your faith." It's happened to me once or twice, and perhaps not an uncommon remark amongst people who don't attend church regularly. It was as if those of us who do are somehow special or superhuman or particularly good. We've got what they don't have. And of course we know, don't we, that we're no different from anyone else. We're all human. We all have the same sort of faults, failings, hang-ups, sins as anyone else. It's just that those of us who are Christians recognize that, and we recognize the difference that God can make in our lives, and it's a difference that he can make for anyone. Our gospel reading this morning had a story about faith. It's two stories, really. Jairus and his sick daughter, and the woman who touched Jesus' cloak. But they are told together, the one interposed into the other. And this actually is unique in the Gospels. It doesn't occur anywhere else. That is to say, one story being put into the middle of another. It's actually repeated in Matthew and Luke, this actual combination. Now, they may have been recounted in that way because that's actually how it happened, and it certainly does flow. But there is a significance, I think, in putting those two stories together because they are very familiar and they are very similar. Firstly, they show us that Jesus was really radical and different. He did not conform to the strict religious rules and standards that were set by the establishment at the time. That poor woman who desperately came to Jesus was regularly hemorrhaging, and so by the Jewish law was ritually unclean. Men in particular should have nothing to do with her. Jesus brushes that aside and takes the trouble to speak to her. And there's a similar situation with Jairus' daughter. There were strict rules about how to deal with dead people as well. Only certain people could be with a corpse, and particular rituals had to be followed. Again, Jesus breaks with tradition and the rules, and, horror of horrors, actually touches her. He is saying in this, as clear as can be, that God's love and grace is not to be channeled down particular routes. It is infinite, absolute, and for everyone. And as soon as we start thinking along narrow partisan lines, being judgmental or condemning, then we are missing the point of these two individuals. No one is beyond the love of God. It is there for the whole world, and for each and every person in it, without condition or exception. It's not for us to put up barriers to try and stop it. Now that is hard for us to comprehend, especially in this day and age, and especially when we know just how unlovable some people can be. But that, I'm sure, is one of the stark messages that comes out of this gospel reading. I say one, because there are two fascinating events in here which I think are particularly about faith. It is faith which brings Jairus and the woman to Jesus. "Put your hands on her and she will live," says Jairus. "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed," says the woman. Both felt deep down that Jesus could do it. They were desperate, of course. The girl was clearly very close to death, and she does actually die in the course of this story. And the woman had gone on for years with her condition and seen many doctors, but to no avail. It's interesting, actually, to contrast their faith with the others around, because the disciples doubted that anything special had happened to the woman. And those people at Jairus' house who were lamenting the girl's death just laughed at Jesus when he said that things would be all right. They did not have faith, and they were proved wrong. Now, faith is a funny thing. We all have it. It's a gift from God. But it's difficult to define or describe. And sometimes we all feel, that we are sorely lacking. It involves belief, of course. But there's more than just that. What does this passage have to say to those of us who struggle in the day-to-day cares and woes of ordinary life? How do we continue to walk with Christ in faith? Well, firstly, I think it's clear that anyone can have faith. It's not a special attribute for particular people. Jairus was high up in the synagogue, part of the religious establishment, and a respected member of the community. You might have thought that with all that he had, he wouldn't need to ask for help from the strange and radical itinerant preacher, Jesus. We don't know much about the woman, but she may have been well off as well, as she'd been under the care of doctors for many years, and there was no NHS in those days. They both realized that their wealth or their status or position, or indeed anything else in this world, could help them. And it was all pretty useless when it came to coping with death or long-term chronic illness. They recognized their real need. Faith and faith alone could help them. And so no matter who we are, where we are, or in what circumstances we find ourselves, faith makes a real difference. And that leads me on to the second lesson that I think we can learn from this. Faith is more than just superstition. The woman thought that even if she just touched Jesus' clothes, his magic power might heal her. A suggestion there that she was superstitious, as if he were some kind of talisman. The point of Jesus knowing that she had touched him in that busy crowd, was so that he could say to her that it's not just miraculous power that healed her, it's her faith. Her faith that Jesus was different, that he was special, the Son of God, even. Faith that because he was the Son of God, he could do anything, even make her better again. Faith is all about belief, but it's all about trust as well, trusting in God, giving our whole lives to him, confident in the fact that he will care for us because he loves us. Now, that's not to say that we won't face difficulty, sadness, or tragedy, rather like those characters in our stories. And having faith doesn't mean that we will always be healed or always have a happy and prosperous life. Far from it. Faith, however, does help us to bear these things, to face up to them and to work through them. Through faith comes hope and peace. None of this is easy, of course, and sometimes our faith is seriously put to the test, as with Jairus and the woman. We are weak, we are human, and so we're bound to find things difficult. Jesus' answer is very simple. I know, he says. I know because I was human too. I feel exactly the same sort of trials and torments. I understand. Jesus stands beside us in the challenges and difficulties we face, and he gives us the ability to cope. Not because we're special, not because we deserve it, but because he loves us. God's grace that we sang about earlier. God loves us enough to enter into our world, to live amongst us and to die for us. That, incredibly, is our God. And of course, the same God as he was in the Old Testament times, our first reading from Lamentations, a book which is not often heard. It's striking how devoted and faithful the writer is. When facing all sorts of trials and difficulties, loneliness, isolation, fear, disgrace, assault, and injury. But, what does the writer say? People are not cast off. God may bring grief, but he shows compassion. New every morning is that love. We can trust him. And Paul, in 2 Corinthians, exhorts the people of that town to trust and have faith. You may excel in faith, he says. Why not put it to the test? We're not sure about the precise circumstances that he's talking about there. Clearly, other Christian brethren in need. But Paul challenges them to show their faith in what they do. Give generously for your struggling brethren, he says. So there we are. Faith. I could go on for a lot longer, but a few tasters, perhaps, of what it means to walk with Christ in faith. And we meet him here in this church, in our service of worship, as a Christian fellowship. That great sign of God being with us, sustaining us, strengthening us, and keeping us going. So if anyone says to you again, I wish I had your faith, you can very simply answer, it could be yours too. It's there for the taking. Amen.